A one-woman play, Golda's Balcony, follows the life of Golda Meir, the fourth prime minister of Israel and first woman to hold the position. The drama by playwright William Gibson follows Meir from Russian immigrant to American school teacher to Israeli prime minister. Big Easy award-winning actress Claire Moncrief is Golda in the production, which opens this week at Le Petit Theater. And she's here to talk about her role. Claire, welcome to Inside the Arts.
Hello.
You have big shoes to fill. What will you bring to this production?
I hope the ability to tell this story in the way Golda meant it to be told. The playwright had a lot of communication with Golda Meir just before her death. And so there is information in the play that a lot of people may not know generally. But the story is astounding. A woman born prior to 1900 who went on to do what she did in terms of taking on this political leadership role was really amazing at that time. And, of course, she was one of the leaders of the Zionist movement to establish the State of Israel, and she got the job done. But there's so much more involved, her personal life, her personal motives and beliefs, the way she interacted with the political leaders. And believe me, she was definitely actively interacting with them at the height of the Yom Kippur Wars, which are tackled throughout the 95 minutes of the play. She was amazing.
What does the term Golda's Balcony refer to?
Golda's Balcony referred to an observation post that was built inside an underground nuclear reactor and plant that the Israelis built because they anticipated that there was going to continue to be a lot of unrest in the Middle East surrounding their new state. And having been founded by people who came from World War II, and everyone at that time was so terrifically impacted by the Holocaust, and she was one of them. And of course, she and all those people who founded the State of Israel were very much affected by that, possibly more than anything else in their history. And they decided that Israel needed to be prepared to defend itself from any other action taken by the outside world. And so they built a nuclear reactor long before anyone was aware that they had. That's why they built it underground. There were wars in 1967. There were a series of conflicts with the Arab states surrounding Israel. And so by the time the Yom Kippur Wars occurred in 1973, Israel found itself considering whether or not to use the nuclear weapons. At that time, of course, the United States, President Nixon, had pledged support to Israel, but the support was not coming. That's planes, tanks, ammunition, all of those things. And Israel in the Yom Kippur Wars at that time was having a real struggle and reached a point where they felt that they might succumb to the Arab attacks. And so we come to that crucial point. There were phone calls. She talks about them, where she finally said to Kissinger, basically, my finger is on the button. So what are you going to do?
This was William Gibson's second attempt at telling the story of Golda Meir. And this one went on to become the longest-running one-woman show in Broadway history. What is it that draws audiences to this production?
It's like you're sitting in Golda's living room and meeting with her, and she's smoking her cigarette, and she's telling you how the world changed from those years just prior to World War II up through the Yom Kippur Wars in 1973 and this almost nuclear incident that might have occurred. And it's a history lesson that's fascinating, and it's live for you. I would think people might enjoy being in Golda's living room.
What will audiences remember? long after the curtain closes on this drama.
Probably they'll remember most what I think I'll remember, the moment when the help arrives from the United States and Golda is able to remove the bombs from her military planes and the world goes back to peace. As she says, the Cold War becomes cold again. The personal toll that it took on her to take that step to risk nuclear Armageddon was probably incalculable in depth in her soul, and I think Gibson's script allows you to feel that.
Claire, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me.
Golda's Balcony by William Gibson, starring Claire Moncrief, opens Friday at Le Petit Theater, 616 St. Peter Street, with performances running through February 8th. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO. I'm Diane Mack.